Mike Ditka on the home of the NFL, 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm fine. Thank you.
Hey, Coach, everyone always associates you with the Bears so much with all the things you did on the sideline. Do you also live and die with the Cowboys' success and failures?
Yeah, I'm in Indianapolis right now. I just spoke to a group, and I pull for the Cowboys. I love the Cowboys. I'm a Bear fan, but I pull for the Cowboys all the time. And, you know, that was a turning point in my life when I met Coach Landry and the success we had in Dallas. So I was there a long time, 4 years as a player and 10 years assistant coach. So that's a pretty good chunk of my life right there.
What is the biggest difference you're seeing with this team's success this year versus all the 8-8 seasons?
Well, they look like they're playing as a team for one thing, and there's not too much selfishness. I mean, they're running the football. They're doing all the little things that sometimes people think aren't so glamorous, and they're getting good results. I mean, Murray's a terrific back. Romo's a good – they got good weapons. You know, Tony does a great job. Doesn't get nearly the credit he deserves, and I think they got a very solid offensive line. The defense the first week looked like they were sleepwalking, but now they're playing good.
How surprised are you by their success?
Well, you know, I always pull for them, but, you know, I didn't know that they'd be sitting where they're sitting right now, but I'm glad they are.
Mike Ditka, the legend, joining us on 105.3 The Fan. He was the first tight end inducted into the Hall of Fame. Do you think that they can compete for the championship, the Super Bowl, as a contender, Coach?
Doesn't matter what I think. It matters what they think. I think they can, yes, but that's up to them. They have to understand that the road to the Super Bowl is going to be tough. But can they get there? Yeah. I mean, who's better than them, really? I mean, you look around the league, who's better than them overall? I don't see anybody in the league right now that's playing any better than the Cowboys. So I think you got to be positive, have a positive mindset about that. If they do, yeah, sky's the limit.
So you do think they are the best team in the league right now?
I think they're as good as anybody in football right now. Now, the key to being good is being consistent. Don't turn the ball over. Don't make the mistakes. Don't do the silly things. But they are as good as anybody playing right now.
Coach, at the last Super Bowl, I ran into you. You said, look, players play, coaches coach, owners own. Do you think Jerry Jones should be getting a lot of this GM credit for the 6-1 start?
It doesn't matter who gets the credit. You know who's going to get the blame if they don't win. The coach will get the blame. So whoever gets the credit, that's up to them. Jerry's assembled a good organization. I mean, he's got people who are top to bottom that's, they're trying to do it the Cowboy way, and that's good. I mean, I think it's terrific, and I have no problem with any of that. But I believe the coach is coach, and the owners own, and players play. I mean, I still believe that. When you start mixing it up, you have a problem, and you got a good coach. He's doing a great job right now. You got a lot of good players on that football team, and they're doing a pretty darn good job. So, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mike, as an old school guy, how much do you love Jason Witten as a football player playing the position you did?
Well, he's a real deal. I mean, he's just a real solid football player. I don't think he gets nearly the credit he deserves, but he is really a very solid football player in every area. He blocks well. He's a good receiver. You know, he's not probably the deep threat that he was 5-6 years ago, but still, you got to account for him on every play.
Where do you stand on the workload for DeMarco Murray in this debate over how many carries he should get?
Well, Walter Payton I thought was pretty good. And the more he wanted it as much as he could get it, I have no problem with that. If he wants to carry the football, and this is a young kid, they got a good offensive line. I don't see him taking a lot of punishment. Maybe I'm missing something, but he looks like he's dishing out more than he's taking. So I wouldn't limit his workload too much. I think you run him and you set records, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. But you do what you do. The main thing is you try to win football games.
Coach, we'll let you go with this. The legend Mike Ditka on 105.3 The Fan. Jim Harbaugh played under you. Are you surprised by all this drama you hear with Jim in San Francisco?
Well, I don't believe it. First of all, Jim's not a drama guy. He's a very down-to-earth guy. He's very very, very focused, sometimes too focused probably because it rubs people the wrong way. But this guy's the real deal. I like Jim a lot. I don't know what's going on out there, but I don't think they're that good a football team. They have some injuries, and they're kind of beat up on defense. And it's not the same. The mystique is gone from them that they had a couple years ago.